SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Melinda Cruz, founder and board director of Miracle Babies Foundation. Thank you so much for being with us today at SBS Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Today we'd like to talk about your foundation, Miracle Babies Foundation, and World Prematurity Day, which is the 17th of November. According to statistics, prematurity is the biggest killer of children under 16 in the country. Could you tell us a little bit about the number of families affected by this in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. So prematurity is a baby born premature if they're born under 37 weeks. And in Australia, about 27,000 babies are born premature, and up to 1,000 of those babies, unfortunately, lose their fight for life.
So what advice do you give families that are affected by prematurity?
I think the biggest thing, and that's exactly why the foundation exists, is to plug into support. One of the things that we do and do it really well is that we have family support programs from a threatened pregnancy, their time in hospital with their baby, and then once they go home, they can actually be part of our programs until their children are six and ready for school. So there's lots of ways for them to gather information, to educate themselves, and also to be connected to other families that have gone through a similar experience. And we have found that's the best way to make an impact in terms of the baby's development and also how the family copes through, you know, the whole journey and the whole process emotionally.
Miracle Babies Foundation is encouraging Australians to light up purple in support of World Prematurity Day on the 17th of November. So how important is, you know, general awareness as well as fundraising?
Yeah, absolutely. So purple is the universal or the global colour for prematurity. The statistics worldwide are about 10% of all babies are born premature, and we are so lucky in Australia in terms of the level of care that these families and babies get. So, but you can appreciate it's not like that everywhere in the world. So really being able to raise awareness in terms of what the babies go through medically, but also what the families go through. And there's lots of different ways. So around the world, there'll be buildings and landmarks that will be lit up purple, but families can, you know, wear something purple or just have that awareness, put something on their social media page, mention, you know, share the story, and lots of ways that you can just raise that awareness. I know when I went through it, large Italian background, large family around me, mm-hmm. a lot of people with me, but I was the first person to have a premature baby. So really being able to let people into that world and understand what that experience is and how family and friends can help you through it is really important.
Sure. And so how is your organisation able to help and support those families?
Yeah, so we have lots of different ways. So we run a 24-hour family helpline. Mm-hmm. We also have online communities. Access to resources, so whether that would be information, books, lots of different ways that they can help support that journey. And then also we run programs. So we run in-hospital parent support programs where we have past parents come back and talk to current parents and help them through that journey. And then we run play and support groups once they're discharged. And they're run all around the country.
And just from your personal experience, like you mentioned, what is your, you know, number one advice to families, especially when they experience such thing for the first time? Just mental support. What is your number one advice from a personal experience?
To reach out, to not feel like you actually have to go through it alone. I remember, and you go through all these like roller coaster of emotions, because one part of you is so in love with your baby, and you do have that still excitement and celebration that this new baby is joining your family, but at the same time you're feeling a lot of fear. And I think the biggest emotion that I didn't kind of see coming was the guilt I felt for not being able to protect him, not being able to hold them longer. Also the guilt I felt to my family, because their dad was going through it, my parents, the grandparents, it affected everybody in our family. So really being able to cope through those emotions. And I think the biggest way I was able to do that was through peer-to-peer support mm-hmm. and talking to other people who had gone through it. And that's what the foundation does. You can link with other families that have gone through it and cope together.
So where can people get more information or detail about support?
They can find us on social media or come onto our website, which is miraclebabies.org.au.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, Melinda Cruz, founder and director of Miracle Babies Foundation. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.